QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset 600, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, I have a couple of announcements here. Not this upcoming Saturday, but the following on January 15th at 1 o'clock. We will be doing ham radio license testing at the Big Bear Lake Fire Department in the EOC room, which is basically their meeting room there. So if anybody out there is interested in upgrading or taking your test, please give me an email. It'd be great if we knew you were coming, but if you do just show up, make sure you bring all the stuff you need with you, and we'll see how you do. So, anyway, topics for this evening are the IRLP and Echolink and how they compare, a couple things there. So, anyway, real quick, let's check with Mike out there. You out there, Mike? WB6CLZ.
Sure are, Tom. Good evening, Tom. Good evening, everybody. This is WB6CLZ, still down in Placentia.
All right, Mike, glad to have you with us. Let's take and see who we have else out there for check-ins. I got Harry. Harry, I hear you out there on Echolink. You want to come back first? And then we'll move ahead. Go ahead, Harry. I guess we lost him. He was there just about 2 seconds ago. Anyway, anybody, if anybody sees Harry out there, tell him hey, he just missed his chance here. Anybody else out there like to check in this evening, please come back.
W6AWL, listening up here.
Hey, Art, glad to have you with us. Anybody else out there?
KJ6HZS.
J6HZS, Mike, glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
KD6LAN.
KD6LAN. Phil, glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
KJ6FIL.
KJ6FIL. Red Ones, Mike, glad to have you with us this evening. Anybody else out there, please come back.
KJ6DBQ.
KJ6DBQ. Peggy, glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
KJ6KDK and KJ6KDL.
All right, Jim and Rosemary, glad to have you with us. KJ6KDK and KDL. Anybody else out there?
K6OKG.
K6OKG. Glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
K6PL.
AF6PL. Harold, glad to have you with us. Anybody else? I'm kind of hoping we'd have AF6ZJ. Guy, are you out there, or are you just hanging back, or please come back? Maybe he'll drop back in a little bit later on. And anybody else who wants to check in at any point in time, go ahead and do that. do so. All right, Mike, what did you find out about IRLP?
You're not going to let me do my DX report?
Oh, okay. Let's do the DX report, because I know usually we don't have any, but let's do the DX report. Very good point. Go ahead.
I knew you'd call me on that. We don't have any. We haven't had much going on. Sunspots are up a little bit today with a 51. We just finished the quadrant meteor shower, just finishing up, and supposedly it was a pretty nice one. We just got a nice solar wind that came in and produced some nice auroras up in the polar regions. If anybody's going up there, or if you're in Scandinavia, that's about the only people that are going to benefit from it. And they expect another pretty good solar wind to come in on January 5th or 6th. I just had to get that out, Tom. Okay, back to you, KF6QWB6CLZ.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. Were you out there making any special contacts or anything spectacular this week?
Not really. Yesterday and today, not really that good. Tonight, 40 meters was open throughout the United States pretty well. A little bit of Canadian stations, a few Canadian stations in the central and west part of Canada. And earlier today, on 20 meters, only one station in Hawaii is about all I heard on the band. So, yeah, not really that good. First of the month for me, so we're kind of busy. I haven't had a lot of time to do hamming, but that's just the roundup of what we've been doing here in the last couple of days.
Okay, roger that. Well, tonight, and I was hoping Guy was going to be out there as he was going to actually help us with the IRLP. He currently uses it quite a bit, and in place of Echolink, and there's, you know, those two together are pretty neat. Seems like IRLP has quite a few more features. I just did a little research and found that the more research I did, Mike, my gosh, the more there was to find out. So, and it looks like the guy who started that all out pretty much was not happy with the way things were working, pretty much designed the software, the board, and everything to get this thing started. Was it back in 1998, 99, something like that?
That would be Dave Cameron, Victor Echo 7 LTD in Vancouver, Canada. Basically came up with this and came up with everything. And that was November of 97 is when he started working on it and installed the first three modes of the IRLP back then, which it's expanded quite a bit from then.
Hey, Roger, that had a little background something in there. I'm not sure what that was. And anybody else out there who has more information, please step right in there. Not a problem. We're just going to kind of toss this one around tonight. Yeah, well, what I could see is that it's pretty neat. I think he made sure that he based his node's operating system is based on Linux or Linux, depending on how you want to pronounce it, tomato, tomato, and actually redesigned the boards and everything. The interface to maintain a great sense of reliability, which at that time with the Windows operating system in the late 1990s wasn't doing as good. I'm not sure if it's much better today, but at least it wasn't doing that great then. So anything else you want to add to that? It's pretty interesting stuff, though.
Naturally, I'm a cheap guy, and I looked at the money aspect of it. Current cost on a system, that's not your radio or not your computer, but as far as the cards and the programs and the cable setups, about $188. That's shipped from Canada, and that includes a $40 donation that they would like to keep the system running. Currently, getting on there is free, but they expect the future cost to start. He needs to have to start charging to pay for his domain space and software support, but they still expect that to be less than $30 a year. That's the dollars and cents aspect of it.
Okay, Roger that. Now, I didn't look at all the different articles he had on his site there. He's got an excellent site, by the way. Now, I know that we have people that hook into our Echolink, which is quite a bit different, and they can hook in via the iPod or iPad, I think both. Anything or a cell phone that has basically internet connection. And I don't know if it's, does that work with the IRLP, Mike? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. I didn't go that far either. I know that that's when he started. That he was using an iPhone for 6 months, but he really wasn't happy with the connections initially. But I'm not really sure. I didn't get that far into that. You know, I just don't happen to have one.
Yeah, Roger that. One of our listeners, by the way, who's on here almost every Tuesday, Guy, call sign Alpha Foxtrot 6, Zebra Jockey, as we call him. And we don't hear him out there tonight, but he actually uses IRLP quite a bit, he said, from a point to point, one of his friends. So I actually was hoping to hear from him. But anyway, that's a pretty neat system. I guess they can tie a lot through a reflector. I guess they can link up an ungodly amount of repeaters together. Is that correct?
Roger, that's the way I understand it. Through the reflectors, I guess you can have it like, I didn't write down what the limitation was, but quite a number there, and contact or like have a think of it as a large conference call with various repeaters tied in, and that's the way I understand it, the way I'm reading it.
Yeah, Roger that. That's what I got out of that too. So pretty awesome system. Now back to Echolink itself. I know we have Harry out there. We did have Harry out there, KE6RJ out there in Aguanda, I believe. Anyway, Echolink itself, a little bit different, actually quite a bit different, but we have that here on our repeater, and you can also, you've done point-to-point, just computer-to-computer yourself there, is that correct?
Roger that. Mark and I didn't want to raise my phone bill up any higher than it was, and so Mark and I were talking on the phone around Thanksgiving time, and we decided we would try that. And basically, we both got on Echolink. Then there's a little like a search box up above that you could click in. I was on. I typed in Mark's call sign, and bam, we were there. Works pretty slick, kind of cool. And you're not going through a repeater, you're just going through the Echolink system.
Yeah, Roger that. And I know that there have been quite a few people out there that try to set up Echolink. And if I guess the big issue is when you're behind a router, and a lot of the newer, like XP and beyond, has a built-in firewall, there's a couple little things there you have to tweak. You can do port forwarding and solve that. They also have Echolink proxy systems, and you could probably go through a basic proxy site itself. I haven't tried that. I would imagine that would work. But now, I guess, with version 2 and up, and I guess a lot of the nodes are installing that system, I guess that is no longer an issue.
That I've got version 2.09, and it seems to work really well. I just logged up on Echolink now. I'm not on the repeater, but the way you find another station you're trying to contact is up on the toolbar up above. There's binoculars, and you just type in your buddy or whoever you want to talk to's call sign, and if they're on Echolink, that'll log right on to them, log right in with them.
Oh, Roger that. KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with WB6CLZ and the group out there. But yeah, that's pretty neat. As I know, a lot of people out there are not really savvy to port forwarding with your router. That's actually considered the best way. It makes the best connection. But however, now I guess the software can go around it. Viruses do, so you know, might as well have legitimate software doing the same thing, which is good. So now as everything comes up to speed and all the other nodes out there on Echolink are upgraded, I think at this point, speaking as of today, most of them have been. So that's a good thing. That just makes it a lot easier out there. Now, Mike, you have to validate yourself to make sure you are you. How did you do that yourself?
Afraid you'd ask me that. You know, I don't really remember, Tom. I know that I just signed up. I signed my call letter in, and call letter's in, and it seemed like within, oh gosh, an hour or so, I came back with an email that I was validated. So I think you just follow the instructions when you you Google it, and then you find the site. Download the program and follow their instructions, and it'll take care of it.
Hey, Raj, that I know what I was reading there. I guess you can send them a fax copy of your, or fax them a copy of your license, or I guess scan it and email it to them or something like that. But like I said, I have not used Echolink myself. And we have probably a few listeners out there that have. But like yourself, it's probably been some time since they've done that. So, but either way, it's a good backup, especially if you're out of range of this repeater, or if you want to, I guess, what, you can talk all over the world?
Yeah, there's stations everywhere. I mean, Middle East, you name it, there's stations everywhere. Right now I'm on, and I'm node number 276032, so it assigns you a node number, and if you know that, you know, the world is your key. You really don't even need to know that. Like K6BB, where we are here, you find it on there, you type in K6BB, it'll go right to it. You double-click on it, and you're there. You're ready to rock and roll. You know, Art uses it quite a bit, too. Maybe he'd have a comment on, because I know he's done it pretty recently, I think. You know, if he's still around, maybe he would have something to say about that. This is WB6CLZ with the Tech Tuesday Group.
I think he's out there hanging out with Harry. And maybe they were helping Mark walk Scotty, I'm not sure. Anyway, well, that's good. Pretty neat to know, especially, I know if you're out of state or out of mind or out of state of mind, you can, you know, check in through that as long as you can get on the Internet. And a lot of phones have that capability. So I guess that's, as I said, we've heard quite a few people on there with the iPhones and whatnot. And even Harry uses that. iPhone or iPad. The cool thing about that is some of those sound so good, it's just unbelievable. And I guess I could be over, you know, in South America someplace, as long as I got cell service, or internet cell service, I guess, I could talk to somebody up here out of the repeater. Is that how that works?
Yeah, Roger that. An example is we first joined CERT and wanted to make sure we checked in, but we were on vacation in, I think we were in Albuquerque or Santa Fe, and we had the computer. I had Echolink. I just logged on and checked in via Echolink in New Mexico.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That was right after you got back from Fiji and the Bahamas there. Kidding. So how easy was it for you to connect? Now, were you at a hotel or somebody's house, or how'd you do that?
Break.
No break.
All right, Tom, you went on far too quick, and I lost connection, but I was on Echolink listening to you from down here in Sun City, and I just lost and broke the connection. But I'll try it again. So give me some openings in there in between you talking, and I'll see if I can't get to you on the machine.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, if you're going to be on Echolink, we actually need to know that. So otherwise, that five-second delay is going to about make everybody fall asleep out there. Anyway, all right, well, we'll leave a little break here between myself and Mike, And then Mike, after Art comes in there, let's see you. Maybe you could tell me how you hooked up there. So, all right, Art. Well, let's hear you back here in here. KF6Q. Okay. Well, Art, we'll give you another shot there in just a second. Mike, real quick, and then maybe we'll leave a break after that. What did you do to actually get in there?
Mentioned Fiji. Now, in Fiji, they hassled me with my radio, but that's another story. Anyway, yeah, I mean, basically, all it is you're just, we had a wife, I don't know, we had a DSL connection in the hotel room. You plug it in, you log on to the Echolink program that you've already downloaded, and just find K6BB, tap your space bar, and you're there. You're ready to go. You're listening when you're not transmitting, just as like on the computer. But instead of a push-to-talk and a mic, you've got a little computer mic, and you've got your space bar as your push-to-talk switch.
Okay. Well, Art, if you're trying to get in from Echolink, can't hear you in there right now. Anyway, we'll give you another shot here right after me. So that seems pretty simple. And, of course, you already had the mic. I guess that's one thing you got to have. And I think a lot of laptops even have a built-in mic and stuff like that. So that sounds like that would be pretty easy to do. So that's cool. And did you notice, or when you're using it on your end, do you notice quite a bit of delay yourself? I know as we see here through the repeater, we see that delay. Actually, what do you hear on your end? And Art, if you're out there, we're going to give you another shot here.
At a 30-second delay, I was listening to you. All right, I'm hearing myself come back into it. And I see Mike is connected. I'm connected here. It takes 30 seconds or so before you finish. So this is great. I'm listening to myself come back out of the repeater.
Okay, now would you say that you're saying that 30 seconds, half a minute, to get it set up, or is there actually a 30-second delay right now? That seems like a lot of delay. So come on back in there, Art.
Yep, I just heard the signal from it, and that's the time difference between when I can hear it and when I can transmit again.
Okay, well, I guess it depends a little bit, too, on internet traffic, because I know at certain times, I don't care what connection I've got, it just seems like my internet speed is way down, and I guess that can happen. Well, fantastic. Yeah, you're sounding real clear, Art. Voice quality is good. All that's good. That's fantastic. Now, did you have to do anything special down there? I know with this new version 2, as what they're saying now is it's pretty seamless to get it up and running. All the other issues with firewalls and stuff have gone away. So I would imagine that was pretty easy for you to set up. Of course, is that on your laptop that you just take with you and just set up down there?
Well, I'm back on the repeater direct. I'm looking at version 2.0902, so I'm not sure if that's the same one, and I have no firewall issues. I'm going through the neighbor's internet connection. That's how I get there. But I did have some problems a couple of years ago when I went across country opening this thing up and having to use the proxies to make it work.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, this is just something, I guess, I don't know how long it's been out, but everything from version 2.0 on, and I'm sure they're constantly improving that, I guess they got rid of that issue through software, and I think that's a great thing. So that'll make it so much easier for everybody else out there. All they have to essentially do is just re-download or upgrade, I guess, their software on their computer. So, well, fantastic. And Mike, you were saying that you had no issues. Now, how long ago was that when you were in New Mexico?
That was 2009, Tom. And yeah, I had no issues at all. We didn't have to do a proxy or anything. If you go through a wireless server, I guess sometimes you do have to do that. Oh, there I am right there. Hold on just a second. Okay, here on this speed internet connection I've got, it looks like we've got about a 5-second delay. So I guess it depends on internet connection or something. Hold on just a second. Let's see if we can hear this and retransmit it. Okay, so that's about the delay on at this end. This WB6CLZ.
Hi, KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday Group, on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Well, yeah, that sounds, yeah, about 5 seconds, and I think that's pretty much a typical, I'd say, and you're hearing it, I guess, on both ends there. So, yeah, so I guess in 2009, maybe your version already was 2.0 or better, because I know that that might have been one reason there, so I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't hear Ray out there. I know Ray was using EchoLink. And he used this over the last couple years, actually. So, and he was always able to check into our net from all the other different places as he traveled up and down California. So, anyway, well, that's pretty neat. Let's try and see if AF6 Zebra Jockey, ZJ Guy, are you out there with some IRLP stuff?
Hey, Tom.
Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, I'm in here, and I'm sitting on EchoLink. Jim, KDL has just connected, and Harry has connected. So give them all an opportunity to come on up. The 5-second delay is correct, but it still takes a few more before you can transmit, before it clears the receive and goes to transmit. I can see them both logged in. Go ahead.
Roger that. Give him a little space there. Yeah, I know KDL is up here on the hill. I think he's just playing with his toys there. And Harry, let's get Harry a chance to get in there. I know he was in there earlier, and he disappeared. And Harry, are you out there? I'll give you a break to get in. And tell us what you know about EchoLink and how much fun you've had with it. KE6RJ on EchoLink. This is KF6Q, Net Control. I think he might be having some problems there. Sounds like he's not getting in there. Anyway, excellent. A lot of fun to play with and stuff like that. And that delay sometimes can be annoying, but if you know somebody's on there with EchoLink and you give them a typical 5 seconds, they should be able to get through even a little bit more than that. So, but anyway, yeah, the IRLP is also pretty neat. A lot of good features. If you want to look into that, just simply type IRLP into Google, and it'll bring up a search that'll give you get you right to the creator's site, and a lot of good information there too. So the same way with EchoLink. So, and I know that Randy can open up the link we have here to bring in more than one person. So I don't know if he's got it limited to one at this point in time, but I know he can open it up. It's just a matter of bandwidth, so I'm not sure if that's an issue tonight, too. So anyway, KJ6KDL, Jim, I know you're logged in there with EchoLink. but you're also, I know you're right up here on the hill. You want to see if you can get back into us through EchoLink. Go ahead.
I logged off of EchoLink. It was taking a good 20 to 30 seconds to authenticate, and I was having trouble with the audio stream coming back. I was getting bursty audio. At one point, there were three of us, Art, myself, and Harry, but I didn't try to transmit. I know Randy said he could handle up to five connections, but he was limiting it to three, so I backed out to see if anybody else wanted to try it. But it seems like we're having some bandwidth issues on the repeater side.
Well, that's possible. I know that, you know, Randy's has got that node right there at his house, so and it could be an issue down there. And we know with all this weather we've had, there could be a lot of stuff happening with that, too. Even though the Internet's out there, it's like cell phone service. It'll never be like ham radio itself. It's reliable, but not always 100%. So anyway, well, good deal. Yeah, I thought we'd brush over that. I was really hoping to hear a guy out there, AF6ZJ, because he does use the IRLP a lot and is really happy with it. So I guess it's a preference thing. I know when I was looking into it, looked like it would be pretty neat to use also. Anyway, another feature out there. Let me reset.
I'm W6AWL.
Yeah, go ahead, Art.
Yeah, we're doing texting across EchoLink. Randy just came in up there, and I was texting back to Mike, and Harry's in there, but the connection shows only two of us, so a lot of things going out over here. Unless you got it on, you're not watching us.
Break. Yeah, KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday in the group. Go ahead, break.
Have you sent me a text back? Obviously, you can read what I'm saying, but I don't get anything coming back over that right hand. I'll mention that. You know, in the lower right-hand corner, there's just a little box, and you can insert text messages like, what do you think Tom will talk about next or something like that. And I just put, can anybody copy this? And I think Art, real quick on a break, are you copying that?
Yeah, I saw it. I sent back a message, said I could see what you were doing. And then I saw Randy come in there and say he copied it also.
Well, for some reason, I'm not getting that. I'm just showing my message that I typed. Okay, back to you, Tom. KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
Alrighty. Well, that's pretty neat. I didn't know you could text across there. That's pretty slick. I noticed that the, I'm going to say that some of the protocols are similar, but not exactly the same. And I'm going to hand this over to Jim just a little bit. Jim, keep it simple, as there's not too many computer tech-savvy people out there. But it looks like the IRLP, and I believe, I don't know if EchoLink does that too, but the IRLP uses a UDP protocol. I think so does the EchoLink. But if they use their server, their proxy setup that they make, they do a short connection with TCP, and I guess that's not too good. Jim, you want to give a real quick explanation what we're talking about here, TCP, UDP, other than the transmission control protocol and user datagram?
Oh, you would catch me while I'm trying to type, trying to get the link going. Your pipe that you're on for the Internet needs a protocol similar to a language, and that's a formatting for sending your digital package back and forth. And TCP IP, Internet Protocol, typically does not have a handshake that lets you know that what you sent has gone. UDP is basically an answer back. It's a handshake saying, I'm sending you a package, and the destination says, I got it. So it makes a more full connection so that if it didn't get the whole thing, UDP allows it to come back and ask for, I'm missing these pieces of information, and then the sender can resend it. And computers and internet are usually fast enough in audio like we're doing now, you may not even hear the difference.
Okay, you want to check that. I think you got those flip-flopped. I think the UDP is the send and forget and the TCP handshakes, but I did look that up. But either way, the basic thing is they're different protocols. So, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. So, anyway, anybody out there with any questions whatsoever on this stuff, please come back to Net Control, KF6Q.
N6RKS.
Yeah, I'm sorry, N6, was that PRS?
Romeo Kilo Sierra, N6RKS. Yeah, this late check-in, and it's the first time I've dropped by on you boys. And name's Art Alpha Romeo Tango.
Alrighty, glad to have you with us, Art. A little discussion we got going tonight on IRLP and Echolink, and just comparing the two and trying to see who knows what about what there. So anyway, so glad to have you with us. And is there do you have any questions, or is there anybody else out there with any questions? Please come back to Net Control, KF6Q.
No, I'm just building a set of repeater cavities. And no questions. I'm just in the shop listening, N6RKS.
Okay, roger that. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you listening in. And usually we have a pretty good group out there. So, but anybody else out there? I know now we're talking about all this internet connection and stuff out there. KJ6FIL Mike and KJ6HZS Mike. I know that neither one of you have internet connection, or at least you didn't. So I guess that pretty much, hope we're not boring you, but pay attention just in case you do someday. Mike in Redlands, do you ever think you'll be able to get set up down there, or what do you think?
I'm really hoping one of these days that... I'm hoping in the next 6 months or so that I could probably try to get some kind of internet going, because, you know, I really do kind of miss it. I had one at one time, but then I lost it. I turned illiterate again, so now I'm going to have to start all over again when I do get something.
I think it's just, if anything, it's gotten easier out there, and hopefully you can in the future there. And I know HZS Mike, if he hits internet up there, his little data packets are going to have to be delivered by squirrels, I think. Little joke there. Sorry, Mike. By the way, both of you, again, appreciate your help Sunday. Excellent relaying information, too, over the scanners. And everybody who didn't know that, we had a visitor on our repeater, Gordon West, WB6NOA, and helping to give some weather reports out there to a couple of travelers coming back, unfortunately, through that big mess Sunday. So kudos again, guys. Appreciate it. So anyway, anybody else out there, any questions on IRLP or Echolink, please come back.
I want to thank everybody very much for the time that we had on the repeater and everything, and all the all the comments, everything else, as far as being able to use it and make things happen. I believe Mike's going to get a QSO card. I just received a QSO card from Gordo. Which was very nice. I do. I definitely want to thank everybody out there for, hanging with us and letting us do what had to be done. KJ6FIL.
You're very welcome from all of us out here, Mike and Mike. So, and if I'm not mistaken, Jim, KJ6KDL, you have a relative or a friend that's just a couple doors down from Gordo. Isn't that true?
That's true. Yeah, just an eye shot away. I can walk across the street and say hello to him. I took some pictures of his house to send to a couple people, because there are some antennas on this guy's house, so I don't want to put it out public, but it'd be interesting to find out what each one of those things are for. And by the way, I just looked it up. I've got it backwards. I guess I'm getting old. UDP is a blind burst of data, and TCP asks the other side, did you get it? So, I did say it backwards. But anyway, Gordon West, I'm going to have to come over and shake his hand one day, if he lets me.
Oh, I'm sure he would. I know that he's worked also with Steve. We don't ever hear Steve on there that much in the evening, but midday a lot, and from time to time, other times during the day, KE6OCE, he's down in, I'm going to say Huntington Beach area, and I know he's worked with Gordo on a lot of stuff to do with the races down there and stuff, so. Anyway, good deal, and that's what it's all about, helping people get across and get the safety. Excellent reports. Real quick there, KJ6ACS or KJ6FIL. I know the one gentleman that was coming in right there at 395.15, and I have to say my Sig Alert, I was looking up on Sig Alert website showing 60-mile-an-hour traffic, and I know the poor guy was stopped, so... I think the scanner is a better tool. I think some of the web sources are probably not as good. Any comments there, KJ6HCS?
This is KJ6HCS. I think the scanners are more up-to-date, especially, it's going direct to the patrol cars, and then if you're chunking the frequencies and really keeping it up as far as car-to-car, it's more accurate, more almost immediate time. There might be a 30-second delay or something, but it's much quicker than looking it up on the computer, I believe.
Yeah, Roger that. KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday in the group. I don't have a scanner. It would be probably on the wish list. Santa did not bring me one this Christmas, but... my birthday's in July. Maybe I'll get it then, so who knows. But when I do, or when somebody's going to get me one, KJ6BCL, are you listening? Anyway, I definitely want to get a hold of one of you guys or both you guys and just see what else is out there, what you recommend, and what's worth the best bang for the buck, I guess. All right. Anyway, now I know that we all have this little problem from time to time. It's an unfortunate thing with the YACI radios, and they have a wires function, which is another way of connecting into the Internet, which we don't use, or I don't know anybody who does. And there is a PDF file that I have got. I downloaded it from ECS, and it actually shows how to disable it. So even if you hit that button, it still won't do anything. So unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me, but possibly, and we are getting close to 8 o'clock here, so maybe next week I'll get that all printed out, and we'll go over that. So if you have a YACI radio, definitely worthwhile. FT60, or the 270s, 170s, the 7900s, there's a way to defeat it. And we'll go over that next week. So, anyway, unless Mike, do you have that with you or no?
Activated it on mine. Yeah, on the FT, on the 20, the 19, the 28, and 2900, Yaesu. It's just look at the internet sign and push it. It's a toggle on, toggle off, which also locks your radio so nothing else will move. But, yeah, you can just toggle it on and toggle it off. I'm not sure about the other Yaesu radios. I'll turn this off after this transmission.
Yeah, roger that. There's actually a way, though, to go into the programming menu in, you know, with the functions and whatever and actually defeat that so it won't come on at all. So, and like I said, I do have that. The gentleman with San Bernardino County Fire ECS, we have it there. I was running out of time this evening, and I didn't get a chance to print it out, but that's a pretty cool thing so that even if you hit that button, it still won't do anything. So, and we'll see if we can get into that next week. And by the way, if there's anybody out there with any other topics, please just give me a holler on the radio. If you don't have the internet hookup, just or send me an email at kf6q@arrl.net or give me a holler. As we love digging into this stuff and just talking it around like that, pretty cool. This next year, let me reset here. This next year, what we're going to do is something a little bit different. Same thing, but different, as they say. same clowns, different circus, or was it something like that? Anyway, what we're going to do is basically kind of follow through a protocol of the ARRL handbook and the antenna handbook. And we'll take an area. Now, you don't have to have that book in front of you, but if you do, you can kind of follow along. And what we'll do is just follow it stuff by stuff, and since we all are on the VHF repeater here, we'll probably start out with VHF stuff. Just a couple little this's and that's, little reminders and kind of neat little things to learn, and we don't want to get too technical. Don't want to, you know, go ballistic on that, but it's good to learn a couple extra things. So, anyway, Mike, any comments? Back to you.
About the only one I have is when we get a hold of the old zebra jockey, we're going to have to make him give us a personal dissertation on IRLP. This was supposed to be his baby. He has actually used it and knows what's going on, so we'll get him, huh? What do you say? KS6Q, WB6CLZ.
E6TV.
Go ahead.
Yeah, call us Alpha Echo 6 Tango Victor. Name is Hans. I'll tell Alpha November 0. I heard you guys talking about ILP. Can I be of any assistance? Because I've been fooling around with that for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. That's fantastic. We have another gentleman who we missed out on tonight. And let me get your call sign again, and then go ahead. Alpha Echo 6 Tango Victor. Okay, good deal. Yes, enlighten us with everything you know about IRLP. Sounds like it's a really great system.
Well, I've been quite involved with that. As a matter of fact, if you want the ultimate IRLP and Echo Link combination, you can look at my website and find the equipment.
Alrighty, well, we'll have to take a look at that and bring that up. And you want to give us that website?
Well, you can start with my website, which is a6tv.com. Or you can go to michael-note.com and you see the equipment we have developed, which is all over the world by now. And it's the ultimate thing to do with you if you want to get into ILP and Echolink. As a matter of fact, I sent an application to the Big Bear Club for membership, and I'd be happy to come to one of the meetings and give you a demonstration.
Well, I think that's excellent. I'll tell you what, I will pass that information along to our club officers, as we have or had two of them on there earlier, KD6LAN, secretary, and W6AWL, treasurer. I'm sure they would be able to get you up here, and that would be great. That'd be fantastic. It'd be enjoyable. Just to let you know, if you don't know, we have our club meetings generally, unless weather is not permitting, last Saturday of every month at the Big Bear Lake Fire Station, and typically starts at 6:30. Sometimes we have a little tech session at 5:30 prior to that. So pretty good stuff there. So that sounds fantastic. I have to get that information off your website and pass that along.
Okay, very good. I have an ILP note here. My wife has one in the car. I have one in the car. And I just inquired a repeat up on Sunset Ridge, and I'm in process of putting internet up there, so we're going to have an ILP note up there. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Roger that. And I don't know if he set that up yet. I know the custodian over the McCall custodian, but the gentleman in charge of the Keller Peak repeater, I know they currently do have EchoLink, but I know that he was working on getting an IRLP node up there also. So that would be pretty neat. So, well, I appreciate that information, and hopefully we'll see you at one of our meetings. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Let you go ahead. I did read the website, and I know where the meeting is, and I'd probably get in contact with you. And, if you're interested, I'd be happy to do a demonstration. 7386TV.
All right, KF6Q here. Tech Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater and the group. Thank you very much there, AE6TV. Michael, anything else to add? I think I asked you that before, but I'm going to ask you again.
It's a very nice website, AE6TV. That looks very nice. I just kind of logged on to you there. I haven't really maneuvered around quite a bit, but I see your equipment, and looks like you've got a lot of information there. So we're going to take a look at that after Tech Tuesday here. And thanks a lot for your input on that situation. And I think that's about it, Tom. Very good. We at least know a little bit now about IRLP and a little bit more about EchoLink. So back to you, KF6Q and the Tech Tuesday group. This is WB6CLZ 73 to all.
Okay, Mike, thanks for being with us this evening, and everybody else out there also, thanks for listening in and joining with us. Before we do close the net, is there anybody out there with comments, questions, or suggestions or topics? Please come back.
J6DBQ.
KJ6DBQ. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to know if you would have Michael repeat the website. He said michael-something.com, but I didn't get the something. And also, Tom, I just want to thank you and Mike for doing this really nice show tonight, because it was very informative and very interesting.
Okay, Roger that. You know, I actually didn't get that myself either. Mike, did you get that other website?
If I did not get that, all I logged on to was alphaecho6tangovictor.com. You can Google it or just type it in, and I think you might be able to find that from there, but I haven't got that far yet. Hans, are you still on? My A6TV. If you'd like to give us the Michael website, we didn't get that. It was a little too fast for us. I would appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Well, you can get there two ways. If you're on my website and you see the blue little boxes on the left-hand side, if you look at IRLP program, you see one of them says Michael Note Project. You can get that way. Or it is michael-note.com.
All righty, michael-note.com. And I think, Peggy, it's probably... you could probably go to the other one, which is AE6TV.com first, and also get there that way. So, all right, good deal. Thanks, Hans. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there with any questions, please come back.
CLZ.
Evening, W6AWL.
Alrighty, we have CLZ and AW6A. W6AWL. Art, go ahead, please, first.
Yeah, I had a couple of them brewskis, too. I got to try and remember who I am. Good Echolink contact last night in amongst all of the traffic, but Chief Denon, who's now moved from San Bernardino County to Sacramento, one of our mentors, KI6WPG, got back onto the repeater on Echolink, got it tied in from his place up in Sacramento, and I talked to him. So it's good to know that we've got him in contact with us. He is the number two man in the state OES operations out of Sacramento.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, I did hear him in there, heard the CUSO with the both of you. Did not know that, though. Appreciate that information. So that's great to know. Mike, CLZ, did you have something else, too? Go ahead.
I think there was a little confusion on the prior website, so I'm going to give that in phonetics so everybody gets it right. It's Micro Node. That's Mike, India, Charlie, Romeo, Oscar, hyphen, November, Oscar, Delta, Echo. Micro Node.
Alrighty, that sounds good. Yeah, I think I got that messed up myself, so appreciate that, Mike. That's fantastic. Alrighty, anybody else out there with any comments, suggestions, questions, or topics to come up with in the future, please come back. Alrighty. Well, Mike, I think there's still a couple of them out there, so we didn't put them all to sleep. Appreciate everybody listening in. Appreciate all the help tonight, and I hope everybody can join us next Tuesday at 1900 hours, and we will have another topic. If we don't start through the manual, we will definitely have a good topic and announce that right at the beginning. So, fantastic. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net, closing the net at 1900 hours 57 minutes and returning the repeater to normal use, if there is such a thing. I would like to thank again everyone for listening in and participating, and hope that you can join us again next week. This is KF6Q. We will be clear and standing by.